The state has some aggressive action planned to fix a rain-damaged portion of the Taylor Highway. The road's been mostly out of service due to two rounds of heavy rain earlier this summer. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, repairs continue as eastern Alaska communities that depend on the remote gravel highway try to get in supplies before winter.
The Department of Transportation has been leading convoys to get vehicles from Chicken to the Top of the World Highway Junction due to recent slides, washouts, and ongoing repair operations. DOT spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says the convoys will be halted to accommodate for major construction work.
And those closures are scheduled so that we'll be able to do some culvert installations. So the road will actually be torn up in multiple locations and won't be passable during that time.
Bailey says the state understands that'll be a problem, but that the idea is to get the road fixed more quickly. The prognosis for the next 60-mile stretch from the junction to Eagle remains sketchy. That section's been closed since mid-July, except for a couple of state convoys that got through earlier this month. While portions of the road are passable, Bailey says there are some serious problem spots, including a major slide at mile 117.
It's probably 700 feet wide where a hill slide has sloughed off, and our concern is that it's not done moving yet, that you know part of the hillside will still give away. And then there's an incredible amount of debris that will have to be pulled off of there.
Bailey says the state wants to get the road safely passable all the way to Eagle before freeze-up so that essential supplies like fuel can be trucked in before the road closes for the winter. Eagle Power Plant operator Dave Helmer says fuel will be a concern if the Taylor Highway doesn't reopen this fall.
We have, you know, plenty of fuel right now, but we will need 50,000 gallons, you know, by October to make it through the winter.
Helmer says the Taylor is also an important seasonal transportation link for locals to get medical care and bring in food and other supplies before the winter when the road is not maintained. Eagle resident Ann Millard says getting in feed for sled dogs is one of the problems.
To add the price of 70 cents a pound for shipping it in by air, it just becomes prohibitive. I mean, what do you do instead? There's no alternative.
Millard says she's been in touch with Senator Lisa Murkowski's office and that a river barge or military aircraft are being looked into as a freight option. The National Park Service, which has a base in Eagle, is offering free freight on any charter flights it has coming in. This summer's road closures have already killed tourism in the historic Yukon River community and at the gold mining outpost of Chicken. Chicken Gold Camp owner Mike Busby says even though the Taylor Highway has remained open on the Toke side to Chicken, the flow of tourists has slowed dramatically.
The tail end of July, first of August is probably our peak week or two, and we lost basically all of our caravan traffic and bus traffic.
Busby says business has been down between 50% and 75%, and he's had to let some help go. He says the Taylor Highway deserves a major upgrade as the road has become increasingly important as an Alcan alternative. Whether the road opens before winter will have a lot to do with the weather. DOT's Bailey says another stint of rain could cause a new round of slides and washouts. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.